WCHL, here we go. It is the day after Thanksgiving, and Freddie Kiger just waddled into the studio.
Wow. So did you have the same kind of spread?
Yep. Spread in more ways than one.
Yeah.
I'm getting wider, and the food was certainly a spread day after Thanksgiving.
No kidding.
But we were talking about that spread, that Thanksgiving
well,
spread.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's our favorite holiday.
Yeah.
And you spend it with people that you care about, that you love. Yeah. You give thanks for all the good things for every day of life.
Uh-huh.
And
you bet.
And today we've got entertainment in a few hours.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Over there in Keenan.
That's right. The Tar Heels and the Wolfpack.
I know.
You know, North Carolina State, things have not gone all that well for them this season, but they would like nothing better than to knock off Carolina today.
Well, let's just put it this way.
That's always the case.
With one little aside, good luck, women who are down in the Bahamas playing basketball.
Uh-huh.
The Wolfies come to town with bowl eligibility at stake, and they would love nothing better than to take care of business over here in Chapel Hill.
Might even save Dave Dornan's job.
He's catching some heat.
Yeah, he's catching a lot of it.
Yep. But so, here's our question. It's going to be something about NC State and Carolina.
Anyway, don't forget, this game is today,
yes.
12 noon.
Yes, not Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Friday game, day That's after right. Thanksgiving.
Okay, back when State first fielded athletic teams, in fact, the time period that the question is going to refer to is from 1892 to 95.
Okay.
Their school colors were very different than what they are today.
Is that right?
So there's three ways to win today.
Yeah.
Either name one of the two colors that State first used, or their nickname that was the first that they went by.
I don't think I knew that.
So it was not Wolfpack originally, and it was not red and white originally. So if you can call in at 919-929-WCHL with either of the two colors that were being used from 1892 to 1895, or the first nickname that NC State athletic teams, in particular their baseball team, went by, you win.
I can guess at the nickname, but I don't know about the colors. I've never heard that before. Wow. Well, that goes back beyond me, that's for sure.
I'm glad you weren't around. I mean, you would be a story if you had been born in 1892.
Exactly, I would. Well, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call. If you'd like to get into that drawing we're going to have later on in the morning, somebody's going to get a $50 gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Where you are good to go.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, and streaming live all over the world on Chapelboro.
Freddie, I'm going to guess.
Okay, sure.
The first nickname for North Carolina State was Engineers.
That's a great guess.
That's not it.
Nope. But in November of 1895, their baseball team adopted the nickname the Red Terrors.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
The Red Terrors.
Okay.
The colors they used back then from 1892 to 95.
Would be red and something.
You ready?
It'd have to be red.
Pink and blue.
You're kidding me.
No.
Pink and blue?
It's right off the NC State athletic timeline.
Oh, my
Pink
gosh.
Pink and blue.
That's terrible.
The Wolfpack was adopted in 1921 after an alum wrote that the football team was, quote, unruly as a pack of wolves.
Well, not in pink and blue they weren't.
Well, they had changed over. They had changed over. They got their red and white became, you know what, I apologize. Red and white became State's colors in November of 1895. Uh-huh. And then the Wolfpack nickname was adopted in 1921.
Well, if your nickname was Red Terrors, why would you have pink and blue as your colors?
Well, keep in mind,
it makes no sense.
That was from 1892 to 95, and the Red Terrors were a little later as far as the baseball team.
Okay.
So the timing was off. In fact, in the late 1890s, State, for one season, their colors were brown and something.
Oh, really? Okay. Different strokes for different folks.
Well, the pink and blue came from two literary debating societies at NC State. Kind of like Carolina.
Kind of like Carolina, yeah.
Yeah, white and blue for the dialectic and philanthropic debating society.
Sort of same idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Educated us, as always.
I'm glad you weren't wearing pink or blue.
Exactly. And we're gonna watch Carolina beat State today, hopefully.
I'm hoping the Heels play well.
Our coverage starts this morning at 9 o'clock on WCHL.